This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The average price of gasoline rose 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.94. This is 19.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 21 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national price of diesel also rose, increasing 4.4 cents to stand at $3.65 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum. He urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. Prices have stabilized for the time being, with crude more than $5 per gallon below prices a couple of weeks ago. GasBuddy officials are monitoring any potential impacts from the possible U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as they are key sources of crude oil imports. That deadline is February 1st, and officials will be watching for the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. If the tariffs don't materialize, gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks until the seasonal rise that usually begins in mid to late February. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. The city of Marshfield is accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs until February 13th. You'll need to have the bids to City Hall before 4 p.m. that Thursday. Bids will be open immediately and open to the public thereafter. The date for Mid-States Farm Tour and the Wisconsin Technical College's Ag Day celebration is announced. The event will take place on March 11th. The WTCS Ag Day celebration, breakfast, and lunch will be held at the American Legion Post 54 in Marshfield. You will need to register by March 4th at mstc.edu. The City of Wausau is holding its annual Pause and Protect Clinic on Sunday, March 9th. This is an opportunity for free rabies vaccines and discounted microchips to cats and dogs in the city. Pause and Protect will be held at a new location this year. It will be inside Marathon Park at East Gate Hall on March 9th from noon to 3. A new $200 million high-performance computing facility will soon be coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Digital Power Optimization Incorporated, or DPO, is working in partnership with Billerud subsidiary Consolidated Water Power Company to build the new facility on land within the old mill property. This state-of-the-art project will enable up to 20 megawatts of AI computing. DPO has secured a definitive land lease extending for up to 50 years, interconnection rights to an existing and energized substation, and access to a firm power supply. DPO expects the project to break ground and begin vertical construction in 2026. The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin in 2024. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Meanwhile, in Madison, the median home price has been about $430,000 for a bit. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but we now also have the fastest-growing prices. You can find more news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at BullFallsRadio.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen announced being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun. But to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Author Stephen King has provided a wealth of material to Hollywood filmmakers. One of his titles, 1987's The Running Man, was turned into a successful film decades ago and is now getting a remake. It's currently in production and stars Glenn Powell, Michael Cera, and Josh Brolin. Helming the project is director Edgar Wright, whose previous in credits include Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Fun fact, King initially published The Running Man under the name Richard Bowman. The story was originally set way in the future, 2025. Oh dear. The Grammys are right around the corner, and the producers of the show are putting on the finishing touches for the broadcast. Variety reports that the performers will include Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Charlie XCX. Trevor Noah is back to host the show, which has announced that some of the proceeds from the broadcast will go to those who lost their homes in the LA fires. The Grammys air February 2nd on CBS. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider hurkle-durkling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Hurkle-durkling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase hurkle-durkle, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now hotels are encouraging people to take a hurkle-durkle stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few $100 a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than hurkle-durkle. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, "You can say that, mother." DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies, because he purchased the home in 2024 for 17 million smackers. Not many people pocket 133 mil on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, maybe a flurry or two today, and breezy, highs 30 to 35. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 10 to 15, and more clouds tomorrow, breezy with flurries, highs in the low 30s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.